Hey everybody, thanks for joining us with Choose to Code. I'm Andrew Mall.
I'm Heather Shapiro.
And we're going to be your data guides. So we're going to take you through a bunch of modules here on Choose to Code, learning about data science. What is data science?
Let me give you some examples of how we can use data science, or how it is, so that you know what we're talking about. Have you ever wondered who's going to win March Madness this year?
Yeah.
Every year I'm like, oh, I want the number one seed. But sometimes people will choose like the underdog to win, and it might not be rooted in anything other than their own personal want, right? But if we use data science, we might be able to actually predict the winners. What about album of the year? Sometimes we can use data science to predict who will be the best album, whether it be by the artist, or how many times they were on the top Billboard list.
Yeah, Beyonce.
Woo! Or in Taylor Swift, yeah.
T-Swift.
It's not magic. It's actually called data science.
Maybe you're not into March Madness, or you like other sports, or you like to at least kind of create teams of your own. So fantasy football leagues are a great place where data science can make a huge difference. So I'm a technologist. I didn't actually, you know, get the scholarship to go play football back in the day. So
me neither.
I like to kind of live through others who are doing that and create great teams and fight, you know, place them against my friends.
How do you choose the teams?
Yeah, so one of the ways that you could help, data science could help choose those teams, is you could take a look at all of the players, what they've done in previous years, maybe how many points per game they score, do they have a good relationship with their quarterback, and you can draft those that you think are going to do really well based on past performance or different stats or their team in general. So you're basically using that data to help you choose who you're going to actually draft and choose for your fantasy football team.
So you don't just like randomly choose?
Sometimes I feel like I'd be more successful doing that, but no, data science has helped probably a lot more than that.
Awesome. So why else should you try to become a data scientist? Well, besides for being passionate about something, you can make a lot of money. And resources say that you can make over $105,000.
Dollars?
Dollars.
Wow.
Not doll hairs.
No doll hairs?
Just dollars.
That's serious.
So if you're really interested in mathematics, trying to make a difference in the world and see how you can use data to answer questions reasonably and then also get a high-paying job, this is a really good opportunity for students.
Yeah. Yeah, and so all we're going to do in the next couple modules, there's going to be 5 modules, and all you guys are going to need to do is watch the videos and then answer a few short questions after each one. The questions will typically be answered in the videos themselves, so pay extra attention to some of the things that we're asking and talking about in those videos so that you can go ahead and answer those questions and get a full understanding of what is data science or machine learning, and kind of how the process looks for actually creating and solving data science problems. You're going to learn a lot of stuff, and don't worry if you have no idea what I'm talking about and this sounds like a random language. We're going to get you there over the next couple of modules. So let's kick off this really fun and exciting journey, and we'll see you in the next couple of modules.
But what if they need to take a break?
Oh,
can they?
Breaks are encouraged. If you feel overwhelmed at any time or need to take a quick break, just pause that video or step away between the different modules, and we'll still be right here waiting for you.
Yeah, and then you won't have to redo anything. It'll just take you back to where you left off. So we'll see you in the next modules. Bye.
Bye.